You're listening to The Good Stuff, and we have Rob Wilder with us in the studio. He's the author of Daddy Needs a Drink. He's also a high school teacher, so he has a really unique perspective. He's a parent and of, I don't know, is your daughter, your oldest daughter's 11?
She's
now?
11, and my son is 6.
6, right. But he also does have that teen perspective, and you're probably the really cool high school teacher that everybody likes. And he's nodding. He is. See, there's no way.
I am, but I'm hard on them, you know, because I love teenagers. I think they're the most fascinating creatures on the planet. But I also, you know, I'm sort of a little bit awake in the world, and so I don't really buy the traditional line that we fed our teachers. So they know that they can't really say, you know, my sister urinated on my homework or any of those things. It doesn't really work for me. But they do. They do get that I like pop culture, that I'm a writer, that I'm sort of interested in the world. So it's fun to talk whenever we have these issues that happen in our school or any school about, you know, cyber safety or about any of these issues. I always talk to them about it. And they're unbelievably candid to everyone but their parents, right? They'll tell me right away that how they get around their parents trying to find out things about them, you know, or what really bothers them when their parents all of a sudden, I think some of the problems with the software we were talking about, the spyware and the things that if you don't tell your kids and they find out, that kind of betrayal is really hard to repair between a kid and a parent. It's really hard. And all of a sudden, everything you've done as a parent that you believe is out of a good place, the kids question. They think you've been sort of betraying them your whole life. And so it's a very, we all know, it's a really tricky business dealing with kids as they move into adolescence.
Right. It seems like parents are divided into several camps on this issue. There's the, hey, live and let live, go be a kid, figure it out on your own. Those parents are fewer and farther between these days. There's the parent that monitors everything the kid does. Then there's the parent who says, look, I'm going to check in. I'm going to trust, but I'm going to verify. And then there's the parent, as Taylor was saying, who says, look, am I going to be naive if I'm not checking in? And it is hard to know. I think that we've talked about this before. I think if you are going to monitor, you got to tell your kids. You got to tell your kids you're going to look. But I also think that at a certain point, we have to let our kids go out and figure some things out and be the safety ground when they do make mistakes, not always anticipating that they will.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the hard part about that for a lot of parents is at what point do you do that, right? At what point do you take the training wheels off? And I think the other thing that's really important with teenagers is tell them the truth. Say here, of course you want to go into MySpace and look at all that stuff, and of course you want to make friends, but here's the deal, we don't do that, and this is why we don't do that, to acknowledge sort of the want in them, to understand you were teenagers too, and you understand the desire to push limits and all those things, but then explain why that's maybe not a good time right now for them. And also, it's not a bad idea to tell them sometimes it's okay to delay things. You know, you can delay certain experiences until you're older. And so that way it doesn't seem like you're sort of, you know, the Gestapo coming in and, you know, looking through their room, that you really care about them and you get where they're coming from. But you also have a job as a parent, and parents are not kids' friends. That's my opinion. You're friendly and you adore them, but you're not their friends.
Well, I think that's very interesting, and I'll tell you, I'm really disappointed that we don't have another hour to discuss this whole subject with you, because I think we could go on and on about it. And your being a parent and a high school teacher gives us a unique perspective. Also, you're a guy, and we're not. So listen, Rob, we really appreciate your being a part of The Good Stuff, and we hope you'll come back.
I'd love to come back. I love the show. Thanks a lot. Enjoy your time out there.
Everybody go out and get Daddy Needs a Drink. Thanks so much for making The Good Stuff a part of your day. Have a good one.